From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting Russia lays blame for a chlorine gas attack in Syria. The Russian military has informed the United States that rebels in the Syrian city of Aleppo launched an attack using toxic substances on August 2nd. That report from the Interfax news agency citing a Russian general. Interfax reported that as a result of the attack, 7 people died and more than 20 people were sent to the hospital. No reaction as yet from the U.S. government. Syrian rebels and human rights groups say that Russia was behind the reported chlorine gas attack. No immediate comment from the Syrian government on that report, which is battling rebels, is the Syrian government for control of the area in what observers describe as some of the fiercest fighting in months. The UN Security Council is scheduled to get an update on North Korea's test launch of a missile that came near the coast of Japan. UN spokesman Stefan Durajic said that Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is deeply troubled by North Korea's recent missile launches. The Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said the launch posed a considerable threat to what he called our national security and is in obvious defiance of UN Security Council resolutions. The United States immediately responded to the test Wednesday, warning the North Koreans that it is ready to defend itself and its allies from any provocation. An Emirates flight from India with 300 people on board crash-landed at Dubai's main airport Wednesday, sending black smoke billowing into the air and halting all flights at the Middle East's busiest airport. One firefighter was killed in that explosion. This is VOA News. Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International say some 1,200 men, women, and children who sought refuge in Australia and were forcibly transferred to the remote Pacific island nation of Nauru, where they suffered severe abuse, inhumane treatment, and neglect. Phil Mercer has more for VOA from Sydney.
A new report by human rights groups claims that a failure to address the inhumane treatment of those held on Nauru appears to be a deliberate plan to inflict suffering to deter future migrants from arriving in Australia by boat. Anna Neistat is a senior director for research at Amnesty International.
I think it's quite clear, and in fact I don't think Australian government tried very hard to hide it, that essentially they're making example of these people to prevent further arrivals by boat.
A spokeswoman for Australia's Department of Immigration and Border Protection said it hadn't been consulted by Amnesty International about its report. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The Olympic torch arrived by boat in Rio de Janeiro Wednesday as part of its 90-day relay around the country ahead of the Olympic Games beginning on Friday. A yacht steered by 7 Brazilian Olympic sailors made the one-hour journey from the town of Niterói to an historic Rio naval base where sailors Torben and Lars Grail presented the torch to Mayor Eduardo Paes. The torch will travel through Rio for 3 days, visiting underprivileged suburbs, beaches, and finally the famous Christ the Redeemer statue on Friday before arriving at Maracana Stadium to begin the 2016 Olympic Games. The flame arrived in the capital Brasilia in early May from Greece, where the Olympic Games originated via Switzerland aboard a jet that was escorted by 2 Brazilian Air Force fighter planes. Brazilian Olympic Committee President Carlos Arthur Nuzman carried the flame in a lantern as he walked out of the plane. Since impeached President Dilma Rousseff ignited the first torch after it was taken to the Planalto Presidential Palace to begin its relay through more than 300 cities, carried by 12,000 torchbearers, each running 200 meters. Donald Trump is openly taunting the leaders of his own party by refusing to endorse House Speaker Paul Ryan of Wisconsin and Senator John McCain of Arizona in their GOP primaries. Yet thus far, McCain, Ryan, and other Republicans who have reluctantly declared that they plan to back Trump for president appear to be sticking with him. Trump's stunning slap at 2 of the nation's most prominent Republicans dramatically escalated GOP turmoil barely a week after a convention intended to promote party unity. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.